The book of John, chapter 4, verse 23 states, "But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship Him." But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship Him. Good evening to all of you, and welcome to Destiny, the Open Door. This is Tammy Dennis speaking, and I come before you on this night to bring to you our final Summer of Prayers series for the summer. And I am so touched and filled with joy on this evening because I've put in the work. How many out there can say that? They've put in all of their service work for humanity throughout the summer, and seeing the growth. We are assured of that. And so I am so happy to present to you our final Summer of Prayer for the spiritual guidance, prayer, and decree supplication that we've been doing since, I think it was back in May to June time frame. So we will go ahead into our introduction. From the introduction, we will do our short preamble and our decree declaration and our spiritual guidance prelude and our prayer supplication and our affirmation. And I may have a closing remark for you at the end. So that is our agenda for tonight. As we begin this last audio presentation for the Summer of Prayers 2023. We worship you, hallelujah. We worship you, we worship you. The focus and meditation upon and the communion with the divine light of God within Himself will enable the individual to maintain perfect balance between his God self and his outer or personal self, This pure life essence will also sustain youth and beauty in the etheric body. This is the great power which maintains the connection between the outer self and its divine source, the God self. The God self and the personal self are, of course, one, except when the outer activity of the mind, the sense consciousness, accepts imperfection, disharmony, and incompleteness, or believes itself to be apart from the all-pervading one presence of life. If the physical mind thinks itself to be separate from God, then that condition is automatically delivered to it. For what the sense consciousness thinks into its world, the world returns to it. The moment a person thinks himself to be separate from God, he is making the assumption that his life, his intelligence, and power has a beginning and an end. When one allows an idea of separation from God or of imperfection to enter his mind, then the corresponding condition begins to express itself in his physical body and world. This then causes the individual to feel separate from his source. The book of John, chapter 4, verse 24 states, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. For God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. In a past golden age, humanity manifested relative perfection and lived in what historians call the Garden of Eden. Eden, meaning divine wisdom. However, the humans allowed their conscious attention, the outer activity of their minds, to become distracted by the world of the physical senses. Thus, the divine wisdom, the all-knowing activity of consciousness, became clouded and covered as their connection to God and his divine plan, his divine cosmic plan, became faded and lost. So did humanity's perfected condition and their conscious control over form. As mankind became sense conscious instead of God conscious, they manifested that upon which their attention was directed, and deliberately and consciously turning away from the perfection and dominion that the Creator had bestowed upon them. They created their experiences of lack. They created their experiences of limitation and discord of every kind. Mankind identified with a part instead of the whole, and naturally, imperfection was the result. All of humanity's limitation is the direct result of humanity's misuse of the God-given attribute of free will. They unconsciously compel themselves to live within their own creations until their outer minds become ready and willing to consciously look back at their beginning. And what is the beginning? The beginning is God. The great source of all that is, right? Yes, God. When man can do this, looking back on all that is God, when he chooses to look once more at the great cosmic blueprint of himself, he will remember that which he once was and can become again. The I Am presence, the Mahatma. Yes. Our short preamble for tonight is this. Beloved Mighty, I Am Presence. Higher mental bodies of all mankind, all great beings, powers, and legions of light. The Master Chohan, beloved Serapis Bey, Archangel Gabriel, Archei Hope, Elohim Purity, and Lady Compliment Astrea, beloved Jesus, Archangel Michael, protect us in the purity and the ascension. Archangel Uriel, still us and quiet our minds in the stillness of the hour as we enter into that moment of silence with presence. Elohim Peace, Saint Germain, and Elohim Arcturus, and all who serve in the temple of the ascension. Come, oh come, come. Master bodies, raise your cosmic swords of blue flame of 1,000 suns from the great central sun that transcend every human concept. Give these decrees with us, hold them eternally sustained, ever expanding and world engulfing. And reign everywhere supreme with full power for all eternity. Yes. And our decree declaration comes out of the I Am Decree Book 2, number 29. In the name of my beloved I Am Presence, I demand the hand of the cosmic light sweep, sweep, sweep. Every human limitation aside and out of my being and world forever. And in the power and acceptance of the cosmic crystal cup, I demand the magnificent, perfect ideas that are eternal in their perfection and invincible in their action, in the substance of blazing light, 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 and sound from the great central sun. Come into me, come into me, come into me. Into my affairs, into our music, into our musical instruments, and into the mental and feeling world of mankind to render that service of purification and healing which become eternally sustained on this earth until mankind is released en masse from all unfortunate human accumulation. Beloved I am, beloved I am, beloved I am. And our acknowledgement of I Am Presence. I now joyously accept the fullness of the mighty God Presence. I am the pure Christ. I now joyously accept the fullness of the mighty I Am Presence. I am the pure Christ. I am joyously accepting the fullness of the mighty God Presence. I am the pure Christ. I am its presence and full command. And the mighty I Am Presence sustains and expands itself in conscious cosmic victory forever. I demand the opportunity from my presence come into me. I demand the hand of my presence make the opportunity for me and open the door by which this can be done, as the Ascended Masters or as the Presence desires to do it now. I am the law of forgiveness and transmuting flame of every impurity, error, and obstruction I have ever imposed on any part of life or that any part of life imposed on me. I am the law of forgiveness and transmuting flame of every impurity, error, and obstruction I have ever imposed on any part of life or that any part of life has imposed on me. And let us issue this command in the name of my mighty You are the governing intelligence of me and my world. Therefore, whatever this appearance is, it has no power. Take command and produce your perfection here. I, in the human form, shall be humble and obedient before thy great light and law. No longer shall I allow my intellect to feel dominion. No longer shall it deprive me of your power flowing through to govern my world and hold its dominion. Beloved I am, beloved I am, beloved I am. And our spiritual guidance prelude comes out of the Mahatma 1 and 2, page 329 to 331. Following the demise of Mu, the continent of Atlantis grew in wisdom, beauty, and power, filling in the space between Central America and Europe with what is now known as the Atlantic Ocean. The Atlanteans achieved many great things, but the misuse of the god energy overwhelmed them. As their world was thrown more and more out of balance, the destruction of the land and civilization through cataclysmic action was re-experienced. A small remnant of Atlantis was left for a time, an island in the middle of the ocean, cut off from close contact with the rest of the civilized world. The east and west portions of the continent had sunk, leaving only an island called Poseidonis. This area has been the heart of the then known civilized world, and its inhabitants took steps to protect and preserve its most important activities. Their central focus became the carrying forth of the knowledge and work of Atlantis. The population of Poseidonis made great achievements on both the spiritual and material levels. Because of their dedication, the planetary body and hierarchy revealed to them knowledge that would greatly advance every phase of their human activity. They were given technology to create aircraft, for instance, much more sophisticated than those you are using today. A large number of these people were conscious of the God power within the individual, but as before, the human side of their nature and the outer activities claimed their attention. The selfishness and misuse of the transcendent energy and wisdom rose to a greater height than ever before. The hierarchy tried to warn the civilization that they were building another destructive momentum, in that a third cataclysm was impending, but only a few ones who truly served the light would listen. These dedicated few constructed buildings using an indestructible material in which they sealed and preserved valuable knowledge and records of the time, of that time, so as not to be lost forever to mankind. These have been guarded over the centuries to be used at a future time. Unlike the lost civilization of Mu in Lemuria, Atlantis has not been forgotten during its rest beneath the Atlantic Ocean, undergoing its process of purification. Its existence has been recorded in many ways, and even though 12,000 years have elapsed since its destruction, humanity still speaks of Atlantis. You have all heard the legend, and many of you have recalled former lives spent there. Recently, of course, oceanographers have finally discovered physical evidence. Great light has come out of the land of Egypt in the past, and great light will come again. However, in the meantime, Egypt has experienced her own rise and fall. The ancient Egyptians rose to their greatest height through the right use of knowledge and power, which always demand intellectual obedience and humility to the God self within, an absolute and unconditional control of the lower human nature. The souls embodied in Egypt during its decline were generally more developed than those incarnating in the civilizations of the Gobi and Sahara deserts. So their misuse of knowledge and power was a conscious choice. A great number of Egyptians placed priority upon their intellectual accomplishments, giving no thought to the control of the lower self. Either of these two qualities will, of course, result in certain failure. The Romans were also unable to resist the temptation to misuse their power, and thus met with the same fate. The arrival of Jesus and the Christ, Maitreya, was a twofold initiation for the inhabitants of Earth and a cosmic command to use the power of divine, unconditional love in all of their future activities. The outpouring of Jesus' love to the earth and humanity in their darkest cycle became the birth of the Christ child in the individual. He called forth the divine cosmic blueprint once again and revealed to humanity the decree for the coming age, complete dominion over physical realms through the full expression of the Christ within every human being. And so, you must know that in this age of the current cycle that we are currently in. You will have to acknowledge and accept your own divine Christhood. And what is that? The mighty I Am presence that lies deep within the very recesses of the heart chamber, that sacred chamber of the heart. And it actually attaches from the 9 inches in diameter above your head, coming down through the silver cord of life and entering into that sacred heart chamber. And that is where the Christ light, your divine sonship and daughtership, remains until such a time as you call forth that which is your own individualized God presence, the great I Am, that I Am all there is. And once you call forth presence, you connect presence to God above and all the angelic host and ascended host of the light. And in that way, you will get the assistance out of the company of heaven that you so desire. All of the concernment, all of the worrying, all of the stress will fall off of you, because you will start to purify yourselves. And in that purification process, the company of heaven on the fourth ray tier, that fourth ray band of light, will be invoked to assist you. So our prayer supplication for the hour is this: in the name of the mighty, beloved I Am presence, we call to the great host and legions of light who have assisted life so long on this blessed planet. It is the blessed Serapis Bey who leads us, who instructs us, and directs us on the path to our ascension. We must connect to this great and mighty being on the fourth ray tier of heaven to assist us in the journey towards our ascension. In this manner, we are being encouraged to take the initiative to work on ourselves and the advancement of purifying our four lower body systems to be able to allow our bodies to meet that which is the three higher bodies of man and woman, and gaining the perfection that is required in order for us to attain the ascension while on earth. This requirement is likened to the daily practice of meditation, and in that realm of silence, calling forth this great divine master of light and those blessed ones on the fourth ray who are able to assist you, such as Archangel Gabriel, Archei Hope, Elohim Purity, and Lady Compliment Estrella, to assist in the purification of our four lower body systems, working on our mental, emotional, physical, etheric, and spiritual bodies. They are the four lower bodies of man and woman. In this purification process, it is so important to have cheerleaders, and they are our cheerleaders, because each time I issued a decree and followed it with meditation, I was entering a realm of light, which till today seemed to be Crystal City. If you can imagine being swept away and going on a journey of exploration, being guided by the masters of light to purify you. I will never forget this day. My decree session put me in a state of euphoria, and I felt free. I felt so free. I was changed after this decree. My body was weightless, and I could feel me detaching from my body. This experience was a welcome one, because when you think that decreeing doesn't work, this particular decree showed me that I had to continue on this pathway of light. I don't remember my goal at that time, but repetition of the decree was probably in the hundreds, just repeating the same decree over and over again as it became a mantra, such as Jesus's mantra, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the ascension and the light. I am the open door which no man can shut. That mantra and spoke to me and my being. I was floating in the room. I could see from the ceiling my body, and I stopped decreeing and was just in a meditative state. I had to come back into my body. The masters wanted to show me the power of purifying myself in my decree session. It was a teachable moment for me with the Master Kuthumi and Dijawa Cool, exploring the decrees for Friday. Serapis Bay section will be most helpful to your body system. I encourage each of you to continue your daily practice of silence and allow the heavenly host to guide you each day. Let us now state our personal prayers. Allow entrance of mighty I Am Presence to enter our hearts and attune with us as we connect to the heavenly realm, to ask Archangel Michael to enter our space now with his protection over us. The Master Serapis Bey, Archangel Gabriel, come, come, come. Archei Hope, Elohim Purity, and Lady Compliment Estria, to enter our space and commune with us now, as we begin to state our personal prayers to these great and mighty beings of light. We thank you, mighty beloved I Am Presence, for answering this, our every call to you. And we also thank the legions of mighty light who dwell on the fourth ray band of light, the cosmic beings, the emissaries of the light, and all who serve in the temple of the Ascension. It is so done in the name of the Father. It is done in the name of the Son. It is done in the name of the Holy Spirit and World Mother. And so it is. Beloved I Am. Beloved I Am. Beloved I Am. And our affirmation for today is, I am the purity of light. I am the purity of light. I am the purity of light. I am the power of light. I am the power of light. I am the power of light. Yes, I am the victory of light. I am the victory of light. I am the victory of light. Yes, I am the perfection of light. I am the perfection of light. I am the perfection of light. Always. Beloved I Am. Beloved I Am. Beloved I Am. This is the end of our message for the day and the spiritual guidance, prayer and decree, supplication for the hour. This is Tammy Dennis with Destiny, the Open Door in our spiritual life teachings. Signing off. May the grace of God be with you all. May the light of God continue to shine His benevolent light upon you. And may the purification of God, the power of God, the victory of God dwell always in your life. And may all of the blessings come down that are supposed to come down for you in a constructive way. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Saviot. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. Adonai, dear destiny, the open door. God bless you all. Namaste. Peace be with you and upon you. Love and light to you all. Almighty I Am. Almighty I Am. Almighty I Am. Om.